Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Of the C2P. I'm your show host, Omar Sean. As always, we appreciate you joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And if you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And we have a fantastic young man ready for you tonight. It's Mustafa Johnson from Colorado. We saw him down at the College Gridiron Showcase a few weeks back. After everything concluded, I texted some of my scouting friends. I said, hey, who are some of the kids that made a good impression? And this doesn't mean they're going in the first round, blah, blah, blah. But they said this was one of the young men that made a good impression, and they took advantage of the week and really helped themselves out. And with that said, Mustafa, welcome to the program. How's this evening treating you?
Appreciate it. It's doing great right now. Ready to start training and getting after it right now.
Definitely. And are you training anywhere in particular? Have you already started, or are you about to go somewhere and start to get ready for all this pro day stuff?
Yes, I've been training at Exos for about a week now. I left as soon as I left CGS.
Okay, Exos, are you one in the Phoenix? Which location? You in Phoenix?
In Dallas.
Dallas.
Frisco or something, yeah, in Texas, though. So yeah. I just came straight from CGS in Fort Worth and went over there.
Oh, definitely. Well, Exos, I mean, if you're familiar with draft process, Exos is one of the finer facilities that get these kids in draft prep, and they really get these guys fine-tuned. Mustafa, I'm going to text you probably in like 3 weeks. I'm going to ask you if you're looking in the mirror more, checking out the results, because it's such a body transformation from the time that you guys arrive and to the time you guys leave there, man. It's amazing how much more they can, you know, get extract from you physically. But with that said, man, fabulous job again. Definitely. So, I mean, we were talking briefly. So, I mean, you're a two-time Defensive Player of the Year in the Central California Conference. Small school, you said, not a lot of, you know, attention coming out of, you know, high school. But you go the JUCO route, you blow that up, and then you arrive at Colorado, you become a first-team Pac-12 guy. I mean, astonishing to have that success. I mean, stage wasn't too big for you. But what was it like making that jump from JUCO to the Pac-12 and having the success you did?
Basically, the biggest thing that I noticed was that I had to find my identity or find my, like, my it factor, because now that we're at this, and now that I got to this higher level, not everyone was the same, but everyone had these universal, these talents that we're all looking for. Like, they all have the speed, the strength, the agility. So I basically had to find something that set me apart or made me different, made me play better than whatever else, like, whatever I could show on film, pretty much.
Definitely. Now, I'm curious. I mean, you got great burst, athleticism. I mean, growing up, were you always the more athletic, better athlete guy than all your buddies?
Yes, most of the time. They were always surprised at how big I was, but I always, like, was able to keep up with them or play with them or whatever else it was. So, yeah, I could definitely say that. But I also played a lot of sports and stuff, so that definitely attributed to it.
Was football always your favorite sport, or was basketball, baseball, whatever, soccer? Was there another sport that you were more passionate about as a youngster?
No, football's always been it, but I've always played, like, I tried soccer, I tried baseball, and then I kind of stuck with basketball and football, but football was always my main sport, and I knew it.
All right, now I'm gonna save this for later in the show. If you answer, are you a good dunker?
No, I'm not a good dunker.
I was going to ask you at the end of the show, what's your favorite, you know, is it the windmill, the tumble-half jam, you know, the reverse? I was going to say, what's your forte in the dunk contest? So let's get into it. So you're growing up, you're more athletic than the other guys that you know, you're a bigger kid. I'm curious, when did you kind of start to know that, you know, college was an opportunity and you were doing the things that could get you to where you're at today?
Well, honestly, it wasn't the fact that, like, whether college was an opportunity, like, it was my plans. That's literally, like, my mom had it set in my mind that I need to go to college, not just for football, but that I needed to go for just a life standpoint. And then it kind of just was driven through football because I saw the opportunity for getting a scholarship and, you know, making a change.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, Mustafa Johnson, the standout from Colorado, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we found out a little bit more about the young man as he makes his path towards his 2021 NFL draft. So you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase. How exciting was it to sit down with all these NFL scouts and allow them to know who you are? They know who you are by watching tape, but now they got to know Mustafa Johnson is the man. What was that like then with these guys?
It was actually pretty fun. It was great conversation. It kind of wasn't even the first one. I was expecting it to be a little more pressure, but then as I got used to it, it was more just like, oh, I can have a conversation with these guys. They kind of just want to know about me and understand what drives me, what motivates me, who I am as a person. So it was really exciting.
Excellent. Now, we've had a couple other guys from the Gridiron Showcase, and I don't know if you interviewed with the same team, but they said one team would ask them, we know what you would do great for us, but what's the negative that you would bring to us? Was that question thrown your way?
Yes, it was thrown my way. So you want me to answer it or?
But they said it was really kind of one of those off the wall questions that kind of takes you back for a second.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of already know what my downfall is or what they consider my downfall. It's my height. They always say, like, I've been told I'm too short to do this, play my position, whatever. So that's kind of what my answer for it. Like, that's just what they consider is just a problem. So that's what I fight through or go against or whatever.
Fair enough. Well, man, it hasn't held you back yet at this point. And again, I think the trajectory is all arrows pointing up to you from this point, and you're an ex-exo. So you're crossing off all the things that you need to as you move forward, my man. I asked the question of every guy that's ever come on the show. I mean, these scouts know who you are, but in your own words, I mean, when they throw that tape and they see you do what you do best, what are those hallmark home run abilities where they're going to fall in love with you and want to draft you?
I have a very quick first step, violent hands. I get blockers off of me, and I chase after the ball.
Yes, you do, and that's evident. I mean, yeah, I mean, you do have a – one thing, my man, you know, watching highlights and what I could of you, I mean, you do have a great motor, guy your size, you know, the hustle, every play. You don't disappear. Sometimes that happens to a lot of guys. I noticed that from watching some of the stuff I was able to pick up. How about this one? Again, this is your show. We just anything go unnoticed could be team captain, weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. The system you ran at Colorado didn't allow you to showcase other skills. I mean, what the scouts need to know if they listen in that benefits you that they might not see on tape?
Probably the biggest thing that would benefit me is that they wouldn't see on tape is my versatility. So basically in my time being at Colorado, I've had three different coaching changes. So I've had to learn three different systems and basically perform in all three of them. And in this most recent one, I had to do it in under a month and still perform. So that's kind of a thing that could definitely stand out is my versatility, playing from a zero all the way out to a five. So I definitely think that would be something that they would notice. But I think that's the only real thing for, like, just
fair
going
enough
through is.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just basically my ability to bounce back kind of thing and just being able to roll with the punches and keep it going and still come out doing my thing, doing good.
Nice. Now, I like it.
And
now,
I've been a team captain
dunking
since I've been there, all that.
Oh, team captain. Yeah. So, and you know that, I'm sure you know teams probably, they love that aspect. I mean, you know, team captain is always a big positive. Yeah. Definitely something that how about this one? Now, we talked about the dunk artist, your sack artist. What's your favorite sack move? What's your favorite way to get to the quarterback?
Like pass rush move-wise? is probably my go-to move is probably my pull slide swim. It just allows me to use my violent hands, throw people off me, and just get straight to the quarterback. So I definitely think that's probably my favorite move to use.
I love it. That's fantastic. Now, when you're doing all these moves, I mean, how many times do you use that move? Like, when you're setting a guy up, do you kind of go different? You know, I mean, what's it like? Is it kind of like a boxing match where you keep setting the guy up to make that one big move, or are you trying to do that particular sack route every time?
Well, it's definitely like that or like boxing where you got to set it up. But honestly, I go into it. I do my move, and I do my move until you can stop it. And then once you stop it, then I mix it up, and then I come back to my move, you know? So that's kind of how I like to do it. Show me that you can stop it first, then I go from there.
Once again, Mustafa Johnson, Colorado standout here on the C2P. Again, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these featured guests that we bring you each and every day as they make their path towards the 2021 NFL Draft. And again, this young man, heard a lot of good things about him. He did not disappoint, and like he mentioned, team captain, all the accolades a young man could want from the collegiate level. He has the numbers, he has the tape, and like I said, this is just one of these guys that I really want to share with our audience as we build towards this thing. It's early in the draft process, the top of February, I mean, you know, opening month, but again, March is going to roll through, April's going to come around before you know it, and these guys are going to come off the board, and this is definitely a name that I want our fan base to watch. Before we wrap things up, Mustafa, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. There are just a few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Now, how about this one? Defensive lineman, you or your teammates, opposite of the offensive line. You guys are the second biggest unit usually on the team. Who is the biggest eater on that defensive line unit, and what was the biggest meal you've ever seen him eat?
Well, it's funny. I'm actually the biggest eater. Like, I don't know why, but I could just put food down. But one year, I believe it was my sophomore year, Jalen Sammy, big number 99 on my team. He's about 6'6", 340, something like that. And we were at this, our coach took us to a buffet, like we went and ate and stuff like that. And me and him were just going plate for plate, plate for plate, trying to see who's going to tap out first. Then it got to a point where our coach was like, all right, we've been here for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Y'all need to wrap it up. So we never really got to see who was the biggest eater, but there was a competition there.
Did you get sick afterwards, or you were fine?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I digest it and keep it going. Take a little nap and go about my day.
I love it. You talked about different coaching systems. I mean, Mel Tucker was there. Carl Durrell took in 2020. Did anybody do a great impersonation of them, and would they do it in front of them?
A great impersonation. A lot of guys used to do a good impersonation of Coach Tucker just because he was such an intense coach with his yelling and how he, like, got his point across. So, like, always at the lunch tables and stuff. I can't remember who did it, but at the lunch table, they would sit there and make fun of some funny things that he would say or, you know, those kind of things. So he's definitely an easy person to mimic.
Very good. And then the final one, the draft will be approaching shortly. I'm sure draft night, draft weekend, you're going to be with family and friends waiting to find out where you go. But who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to prepare as you know, that special day as you kind of celebrate the moment?
Well, definitely my mom. She's the best cook. She always cooks. She's just the best, you know. Don't get nothing better than home cooking. And my favorite meal from her is probably her fried pork chops with candy yams, some greens, and probably some cornbread on the side. So nothing too healthy, but, you know, it tastes good.
Those candy yams sound good. That's some. If I was near the Johnson household, I might be stopping by that week just to try those candy yams, Miss Stoffel. Those sound excellent.
You don't have to put some weight on you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you saw me down there, right? Fair enough, man. Hey, man, pleasure to see you down at the College Gridiron Showcase. And again, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. You're in good hands with Exos, and we can't wait to find out where you land come draft time. But with that said, Stay humble, stay hungry, stay blessed, and we appreciate you joining us tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. Thank you, sir. Once again, that is Mustafa Johnson, and I'm telling you, this kid really got – he's a hot name. Just put it that way. We're excited to get him on because he's going to be a guy that you guys are going to keep hearing about as we build towards this thing. But as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.